Alan, you're a singer, but I want to come back to your roots because you used to study in a university in Paris, which is called La Sorbonne, and you started a band shortly after, which was called Fireball, and which you describe as the sound similar to earth, wind. So why this calling? Why similar to their sound?
Because you must understand, I was a dancer before I was became a singer. I was one of the first go-go dancers here in the south of France. Yeah, I was dancing on podiums, and they got me to do a musical. And then somebody got sick, a singer in a musical got sick, and he had a low voice. So I started singing this way, very simply. And then one thing led to another. I made an album with a group called Fireball. And Fireball, we had a hit record in Italy. That's how we, called Gumbo. We went to Palermo. I did the show first with Armand Dallier, can you imagine? Many years ago. And now, after that, I went to the US. But I was first a dancer, then a singer, then a pianist. Why a pianist? My band in France, before there were, Kassav, the band? Mm-hmm. They were my musicians before they were Kassav, before I went to the States.
This is really inspiring. And I mean, you're here for the TV and streaming festival of Monte Carlo. Why, in your eyes, makes this festival and this place so unique to arts and artists?
I'll tell you what, the reason why I'm here, I was in Los Angeles recently, and I did a show with Stevie Wonder in Beverly Hills at the Peninsula Hotel. And then people were so amazed to see me. They said, oh my God, the voice of Monaco. And they were very excited. So they decided they want to do, they told me we got to do a series, The Voice of Monaco and the Rich of Monaco, which will be fantastic because they are the rich and famous, but now they want to do through the music to what I am, a series in America. So they said to me, you should come, meet Kyle, the lady that plays Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yeah,
absolutely. She's here. I'm supposed to meet her because we're supposed to put together, because Whiskey is American, Prince Albert is American because his mother. So this is why we need to connect all of that's why I'm here.
Absolutely.
This festival is all about connecting and creating, which is incredible. And I understand you're really involved in many arts and also sports. So can you tell us a little bit, in the light of the upcoming Olympic Games, why is sports so important to you and why are you involved with football in particular?
I was heavy, heavy in sport when I was a young man. I was a track and field runner as well as a high jumper. And then I switched to football. And I won the Los Angeles Cup with the Beverly Hills Boys. I was with Mr. Trezeguet the other day. I told him, he said, "Ah, yeah, you play with the Galaxy." I said, "No, we won the championship of the city." I was a forward. I'm the one that scored. I was before Mbappé, the type of running so fast. That's what I was. Yeah, but that was long time ago. Now, if I try to play, I will break my leg.
After the Summer Olympic Games in Paris, welcome the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles, which is luck and remind you good memories. Thank you so much, Alan, for giving us this interview.
I was there in 94, in the Olympics in Los Angeles, and I'm going to be in the one in Paris. I hope so. Oh. See, this is what I'm about to do for Voice Monaco with America. Make the link. And bring Monaco. They told me in LA, Alan, you brought Los Angeles to Monaco, and now it's time to bring Monaco back to Los Angeles, which I'm going to do.
It's the circle of life. It's all about sharing and art,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I am so, it's a passion for me. I'm here to give love everywhere I go. I was performing 2 days ago, yesterday, at Monte Carlo Bay.
Yes.
I wasn't supposed to sing. And somebody knew I was there, but landed me because of her microphone. And people went all crazy. So I got pictures with all the actresses. And my mom, who lives in Paris, said, "Oh, you were there. I should have been there with you." I don't know those people because I lived in the States all my adult life. I spent, I'm an American citizen, by the way. So I lived over 30 years in Los Angeles full time. And then I went to St. Bart's. And then I went to, and I ended up here. So in St. Barts, they called me the legend of St. Barts, and here, the voice of Monaco.
Well, thank you for coming to us here. This is such a beautiful festival, and it's a beautiful moment.
Festival, wonderful. It's like Cannes Film Festival. I got the red carpet, and the press is very well organized, I must say. Monaco is top. You know that, and Monaco is everything is top. So,
and we are hearing the cheering, les applaudissements, bien sûr, de la foule, hein, je dois dire, qui est là. Nous sommes sur le tapis rose. C'est le 62e édition du Festival de la télévision de Monte Carlo en direct du Grimaldi Forum. À bientôt!